For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Dodgeville Police Department is currently investigating suspicious emails that were sent to the Dodgeville Police Department Wednesday. The emails contain vague threats. However, no specific locations, actions, or targets were identified. At this time, there is no information indicating a specific threat. The Dodgeville Police Department is working in conjunction with other local and federal law enforcement agencies to determine the origin of the emails and to gather additional information. The investigation remains ongoing. As a precaution, the situation continues to be monitored closely, and additional law enforcement presence is ongoing at various locations in the city of Dodgeville. There is no immediate action required from the public at this time, unless otherwise advised. The department will provide additional updates as necessary. Anyone with information relevant to this investigation is encouraged to contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature want to rein in the governor's veto power. Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate voted in November to repeal a controversial 400-year increase in K-12 school funding created by Democratic Governor Tony Evers' use of the partial veto. Senate President Devin Lemieux noted the bill has yet to be taken up in the assembly and would face a likely veto if it gets to the governor. On Wednesday, a state Senate committee heard testimony on a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution, which would prohibit the use of partial vetoes to increase or decrease taxes or fees. The resolution passed the Senate and Assembly in 2024, and if approved again, would go before voters statewide in November. Two people are dead following a southwest Wisconsin house fire. Lafayette County Sheriff Reg Gill says a deputy that arrived at the burning home in the town of Shellsburg Tuesday morning couldn't get inside due to flames and smoke. Responding fire crews also encountered flames too intense for them to enter safely. Once the fire was contained, firefighters found the two victims dead inside a bedroom. Investigators are looking into what caused the fire. At the Capitol, lawmakers debate a bill requiring parental consent for minors to change the name or pronouns they use at school. WisPolitics reports that during a public hearing in the Senate Education Committee, opponents said the measure amounts to bullying of an already vulnerable population. Co-author Senator Andre Jacques said it would ensure parents are involved and are kept in the loop on decisions for their children. He said schools would promote secrecy by keeping parents uninformed. Democratic Senator Chris Larson noted not all parents are accepting when their children want to change their name or pronouns and argued the bill would put them at risk. Democratic Governor Tony Evers would be likely to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services responds to a new federal vaccine recommendations for children. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is reducing the number of vaccines routinely recommended for all children from 17 to 11. On the new schedule, vaccines that had previously been recommended for all children, such as those for rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, meningitis, and seasonal flu, are now more restricted. A DHS statement said the agency is reviewing the new information from CDC with great concern for the health of Wisconsin children and that DHS has not seen any new scientific evidence that would justify changes to long-standing vaccine recommendations.
Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, announced raising $1.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2025. Her campaign begins 2026 with more than $2.5 million cash on hand. The end-of-year filings brings the total raise since launching her campaign to more than $4 million. The campaign has received more than 80,000 individual contributions with an average gift of $49. Cook has garnered the support of a broad coalition of farmers, small business owners, educators, and healthcare workers across western Wisconsin. 67% of young adult nicotine users ages 18 to 24 plan to quit for the new year, according to new Truth Initiative survey data. These results show a strong desire to quit nicotine among young adults who have the highest prevalence of vaping nicotine compared to any other age group. This year's data demonstrates an increased determination to quit compared to last year, when 48% of young adults who vape resolved to quit. Most reported that their top reason for quitting was to improve their mental and physical health. This intention to quit among young adults comes at a time when nicotine products, especially disposable e-cigarettes, have grown bigger, stronger, and cheaper, exposing users to more nicotine than ever before at price points accessible to young people. As these products, most of which do not have Food and Drug Administration authorization, continue to evolve, proven resources and reliable support systems are needed to help those who want to quit succeed. Truth Initiative is the nation's largest nonprofit public health organization committed to ending youth and young adult nicotine addiction. A logger was injured in a mishap Wednesday afternoon. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 12:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of the incident that occurred on private property located on Brush Hollow Road, rural Viroqua. While cutting down a standing tree, a professional logger was injured when a different tree fell nearby and struck him in the head. This nearly spontaneous occurrence is just one of the many risks associated with the logging industry. The injured man was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance. The logger was wearing a hard hat, likely reducing the extent of injury. Also at the scene with the Sheriff's Office were the Lafarge Fire Department and the Viola Fire Department. A person was arrested following a burglary in Richland Center. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones states that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the burglary at Smoke World Vape at the Richland Square. This past Friday, members of the Richland Center Police Department arrived on scene and determined that a person used a vehicle to ram the storefront, causing the front door and large glass window to shatter. The suspect made entry into the smoke shop and stole various items. Richland Center police officers were aware of an incident from the night prior in which a vehicle was stolen from the city of Bosque Belle and later located unoccupied by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. This vehicle was identified as the vehicle used in the smoke shop burglary. Chief Jones reports that as a result of the investigation, a juvenile was taken into custody and transported to a juvenile secure detention facility. Charges of burglary, damage to property, and operating a motor vehicle without owner's consent have been referred. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. The edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. And, you know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game. But hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high right around 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow around or just less than an inch, with a high tomorrow of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.